Good morning. We will have Buddhist Council Bodhi Day service first week of December. I always look forward to attending the service because I am able to meet many people, including members and community people. Speaking of meeting new people, I travel to Oahu once a month for meetings, which means I ride the airplane every month. I travel alone, so someone usually sits next to me. When I was in Japan, I never talked to the person next to me. But after I came here, I have had many opportunities to talk to them. It is interesting to talk to strangers. In a tea ceremony, they have a wonderful phrase, which is Ichigo Ichie, which means treasure every encounter, for it will never occur. Thus, you have to make the most of your relationship with friends. I don't usually think about it too deeply, but when we listen to the teachings, our situation may not change, but our point of view will change. We may also realize that many cause and effect sustain our life, which we call interdependence. The person sitting in the seat next to me is a minor thing, but to become a parent and child, husband, wife, sister and brother means uncountable cause and effect are related to you. Let us appreciate these relationships, as we sometimes forget about it. You may have a similar experience like me. I have an older sister and an older brother. Do you have a sister or brother? Are they older or younger? When I was small, I fought with my sister and brother often. Of course, I lost a lot because I'm the youngest. When we fight, we forget to appreciate our brother or sister. Don't you agree? It is because our gas blinds us. Have you ever heard of gas? It is also called the three poisons. G is greed. A is anger. S is stupidity. Our gas or blind passions causes trouble and problems for us. Millions of people are living in this world, and these people become someone's brother or sister. It is an amazing thing. In the same way, to become a husband and wife too is also amazing. You met your partner from the millions of people out there. Please take good care of your partner. When I think about these relationships, uncountable causes and effects make us what we are now. It also encourages the Buddha's teaching, because we should be deeply appreciated also. Let us appreciate our predecessors and say the words of appreciation to Amida Buddha, which is Namo Amida Butsu. We call cause and effect En in Buddhism. When I think about En, I remember a famous actor's story. His name is Ken Ogata. He went to China to film a movie. Between filming the movie, he had some free time and went holo holo. He found a Buddhist temple. He was impressed by the words he saw written on the bulletin board. It said, "Today, glad to meet with you. Today, it will be the last day to meet you." Millions of people live in this world, but we are able to meet with them. It is because we have a deep En. At the same time, we don't know when the last day is. Renyo Shonin said, "Whether it be today or it be tomorrow, who is to know?" Sometimes people leave this world during the night, but fortunately our eyes open in the morning and we are able to listen Keizu Radio. When you wake up in the morning, please say, "I'm glad to see you," or "I love you" to your family. Another way is to go to Butsudan or come to morning service at the temple to say, "I'm glad to see you, Amida Buddha. I can live a new day." I heard a related story from a minister. One day, a minister was eating dinner with his parents, wife, and three children. The youngest child asked him, "Who is the oldest person in my family?" He responded, "You know who is the oldest in our family. Let us think about that together." The youngest child thought a while and said, "Grandpa, grandma, dad, mom, brother, and sister." The minister said, "That's right. Let's finish our dinner." A few minutes later, the child asked the same question, "Who is the oldest person in my family?" The minister responded, "You already know the answer, yeah? Grandpa, grandma, dad, mom, brother, and sister. Did you get it?" The child said, "Yes." I heard that sometimes small children ask the same question again and again. A few minutes later, the child said, "Grandpa, grandma, dad, mom, brother, and sister. We are all born." When he heard the child's word, he thought his child was trying to say something important. While thinking about how to respond, his wife said, "Yes, we are born. I'm glad to see you." This conversation became the family treasure. What do you think? To live in the Nembutsu is to find how to appreciate the things around you. We always try to change things around us to make us happier. I know that it is important, but at the same time, Buddhism teach us to appreciate things which are already around us. Please live your daily life with a heart of, I'm glad to see you.